Welcome back to Analyzing Trends. Today, we're exploring a nuanced but essential topic in cultural analysis, ambiguity. Ambiguity, in this context, refers to the uncertainty we face when trying to determine whether a cultural phenomenon, like a viral meme, is a reflection of a deeper social movement or simply a fleeting product of algorithmic dynamics. This tension presents a persistent analytical challenge. How do we distinguish meaningful signals from background noise? Often, what seems trivial or ephemeral at first glance can later emerge as deeply consequential. So the central question becomes, how can we reliably identify meaningful cultural trends amid a constant flow of partial truths, short-lived digital content, and fragmented narratives? To help us address this, we turn to Bayesian logic. While it may sound technical, this method offers a clear and rigorous way to think through uncertainty. It doesn't eliminate ambiguity, but it gives us tools to work with it more effectively. Before we dive into the mechanics of Bayesian reasoning, though, it's important to recognize something fundamental. Culture is messy. It's non-linear, unpredictable, and often contradictory. But rather than being a barrier to understanding, this complexity is exactly where meaningful insights begin to emerge. By engaging directly with cultural ambiguity, rather than trying to avoid or oversimplify it, we create space for more thoughtful, grounded analysis. Let us now consider Bayesian logic. While it may initially evoke memories of a statistics course long forgotten, its conceptual foundation is both accessible and profoundly useful. At its core, Bayesian reasoning involves the systematic updating of one's beliefs in response to new evidence. To illustrate this, imagine a scenario. You are seated in a jazz club, a setting characterized by spontaneity and variation, and you anticipate that the next piece performed will be a well-known classic. This initial expectation represents your prior belief. As the performance begins and the first few notes emerge, you gather new evidence. Based on this input, you may revise your assessment. Perhaps the piece is not a classic after all, but rather an improvised departure. This process, prior evidence, update, is the essence of Bayesian logic. In the context of cultural analysis, this approach allows us to resist premature conclusions. Instead, we are encouraged to let our interpretations evolve as additional cultural signals emerge, even when those signals are ambiguous, contradictory, or unexpected. Rather than imposing fixed frameworks onto fluid cultural phenomena, we allow our analytical categories to adapt, much like adjusting our expectations as a piece of music unfolds in real time. Bayesian logic, on its own, is a powerful tool for managing uncertainty. When combined with structured analytic techniques, it becomes even more effective, offering a comprehensive framework for interpreting complex and evolving cultural phenomena. Structured analysis provides a diverse toolkit, including diagnostic methods to test assumptions, contrarian strategies to explore alternatives, and imaginative techniques to anticipate emerging patterns. In combination with Bayesian reasoning, this framework allows analysts not only to track the most likely outcomes, but also to remain responsive to unexpected signals, especially outliers. Rather than seeking immediate clarity, the method supports iterative refinement. Beliefs are updated as new data appears, without prematurely discarding anomalies that may later prove meaningful. Take, for example, public reactions to the integration of advanced AI features into smartphones. Initial hypotheses might include some users will embrace these tools as convenient and time-saving. Others may raise concerns about privacy, surveillance, or loss of control. And some may be indifferent. As new data accumulates from app usage statistics, social media discourse, and consumer behavior, these hypotheses are revised. Perhaps early adopters are enthusiastic, while a small but vocal group expresses deep distrust about how AI models access and use personal data. In a purely probabilistic model, these critical voices might appear statistically marginal and be weighted accordingly, but a Bayesian approach values these outliers not because they are common, but because they may carry predictive weight. Outliers can be early indicators of broader shifts, such as public backlash, policy debates, or shifts in market behavior. By keeping such signals in analytical play, the Bayesian framework ensures that low probability but high impact possibilities are not prematurely excluded. In this way, Bayesian logic doesn't just model what is likely, it helps analysts remain alert to what may become likely, even when the initial evidence is sparse or uneven. Let us now consider how this approach applies to real-world cultural trends. Take the case of deepfakes, digital media manipulated by artificial intelligence to convincingly simulate real people or events. As the line between authentic and fabricated content becomes increasingly difficult to discern, the cultural implications grow more complex. Bayesian models are particularly useful in this context, not only for evaluating the veracity of content, but more importantly, for tracking how individuals and communities respond to uncertainty itself. Some audiences interpret deepfakes as humorous or satirical, others view them as serious threats to truth and democratic discourse, while some remain indifferent or disengaged. Rather than forcing these varied reactions into a single interpretive frame, Bayesian reasoning allows us to revise our expectations as public responses evolve. The goal is not to identify one definitive interpretation, but to map the full spectrum of reactions and to observe how certain responses gain prominence over time. In this sense, Bayesian logic does not seek immediate resolution. It supports an ongoing, evidence-responsive process of sense-making, particularly well-suited to ambiguous and rapidly shifting cultural phenomena. Another relevant example is the emergence of what analysts at Scenario DNA term solo society. Increasing numbers of individuals are living alone, forming emotional or social bonds with AI systems, or choosing to opt out of traditional milestones such as marriage, home ownership, or parenthood. Conventional analytical models often struggle to make sense of these behaviors, frequently categorizing them as outliers or deviations from established norms. A Bayesian approach, however, treats such choices as meaningful evidence, not as exceptions, but as potential indicators of broader cultural transformation. By tracking how these patterns develop and spread, we are able to update our assumptions about what intimacy, identity, or success might mean in contemporary society. Crucially, Bayesian reasoning allows for the integration of emotional and subjective dimensions, recognizing that decisions which appear irrational from a traditional standpoint may reflect new forms of value, connection, or autonomy. Rather than forcing emergent behaviors into outdated categories, this approach invites us to engage more thoughtfully with the evolving landscape of human experience. Consider the evolving discourse around urban development, particularly the dominant narrative of the smart city, a vision often characterized by increased automation, data integration, and ubiquitous technological infrastructure. This narrative tends to assume a universal desire for more efficiency, more connectivity, and more digital control. In practice, however, public responses are far more varied. Many individuals are actively resisting certain forms of urban tech, seeking out analog alternatives, prioritizing human-centered design, or advocating for greater personal and communal autonomy. These tensions are not anomalies to be smoothed over. They are essential signals of competing values and priorities within contemporary urban life. Bayesian models provide a way to quantify and interpret these contradictions rather than filter them out. By tracking when and where people opt for low-tech or non-digital solutions, and under what conditions, analysts can update their assumptions about what people actually want from the urban environment. This, in turn, enables more responsive and inclusive forms of urban planning, ones that reflect the complex, often contradictory mix of values that shape how people live, move, and make decisions in cities today. Another critical dynamic is the growing intergenerational polarization within Generation Z. Public discourse often portrays Gen Z as a unified cohort, digitally fluent, socially progressive, and politically engaged. However, emerging data and cultural signals tell a more fractured story. Beneath the surface of generational branding, sharp ideological divides are taking shape, particularly along gender lines. Recent trends show that young women are increasingly aligning with progressive and feminist politics, while young men, in disproportionate numbers, are drifting toward far-right ideologies, often shaped by online subcultures and reactionary influences. These internal splits complicate any attempt to define Gen Z with a single narrative. Bayesian reasoning offers a useful framework for engaging with this complexity. Rather than assuming a stable generational identity, it supports the development of multiple, sometimes conflicting hypotheses about what Gen Z represents. Hypotheses that can be continuously revised as new behaviors, affiliations, and subcultures emerge. This approach is particularly valuable in moments of internal contradiction. It allows us to track divergence within a generation, not just its alignment, and to recognize that the tensions within Gen Z may be just as consequential as those between generations. By resisting the urge to generalize prematurely, Bayesian analysis preserves interpretive flexibility, acknowledging that generational identities are not monolithic, but are actively being reshaped by ideological conflict, cultural production, and socio-technical change. Finally, consider the changing dynamics of gendered workspaces in the wake of hybrid work and return to office (RTO) mandates. Much of the forecasting in this area focuses on policy and infrastructure. Whether companies are offering flexible schedules, how many days are required in the office, and so on. But what often gets overlooked are the cultural and emotional factors that influence how different groups respond to those policies. Bayesian analysis helps us surface the gap between institutional intentions and lived behavior. For example, while many companies have officially embraced hybrid work, early data shows that women are opting to work from home at higher rates than men, often due to caregiving responsibilities, workplace culture, or a sense of greater autonomy at home. As a result, offices, once at least nominally mixed, are becoming increasingly male-dominated in physical presence. This creates a new kind of workplace segregation, not through policy, but through pattern choices in response to structural pressures. Bayesian reasoning allows us to treat these emerging disparities not as anomalies, but as important signals, evidence that the future of work is diverging along gendered lines, even in organizations that appear flexible on the surface. Rather than forecasting based only on formal policy, this approach pushes us to align predictions with how people are actually navigating these systems, with all their contradictions, constraints, and adaptive strategies. One of the most important and often overlooked aspects of cultural analysis is the role of irrationality. Rather than treating it as a flaw to correct, we can understand irrationality as a core feature of how cultural meaning is produced. If all human behavior were perfectly rational and predictable, culture would be reduced to mechanical logic, and analysis would lose much of its depth and relevance. Bayesian reasoning offers a powerful way to incorporate these so-called irrational elements, the emotional, the contradictory, the unexpected, as meaningful data. Instead of discarding outliers or inconsistencies, this approach treats them as signals that may reveal deeper cultural undercurrents or shifts not yet visible in mainstream narratives. This doesn't mean abandoning analytical rigor. On the contrary, Bayesian logic provides structure, a disciplined way to engage with ambiguity without being overwhelmed by it. It allows us to work with uncertainty systematically rather than ignoring or oversimplifying it. Cultural analysis, after all, is not about finding a single correct answer. It's about developing a dynamic, evolving understanding of complex social realities. In that sense, Bayesian reasoning serves as a kind of methodological tightrope, helping analysts balance the unpredictable nature of culture with the need for clarity, structure, and interpretive precision. So how does this actually translate into real-world practice? Consider a scenario in which you're working in strategic foresight for a city government focused on planning the future of urban mobility. Using a Bayesian-informed structured analysis, you can monitor how public preferences for transportation options, such as mass transit, cycling infrastructure, or ride-sharing platforms, evolve over time. As new behavioral data emerges, your models can be updated accordingly, helping you avoid premature commitments to a single solution and instead support more adaptive, evidence-responsive planning. Or take the context of media and communications, where you might be analyzing audience reactions to deepfake content. Bayesian logic enables you to map a range of public responses, from skepticism to curiosity to eventual normalization, and to detect when these sentiments begin to shift. This approach allows for a more nuanced understanding of cultural dynamics and support strategies that are responsive to emerging patterns rather than anchored to static assumptions. The advantages are clear: more flexible planning, stronger anticipation of emerging trends, and reduced exposure to unexpected outcomes. However, it's important to acknowledge that this kind of thinking isn't always easy. One of the primary challenges is resisting the impulse to simplify too quickly, to lock in a single narrative or overfit early signals. In practice, the most effective strategy is to maintain flexible models, transparent assumptions, and a willingness to engage with uncertainty. While that requires a certain level of comfort with ambiguity, it is precisely this openness that enables more resilient and insightful decision-making in a rapidly changing world. Looking ahead, it's clear that Bayesian frameworks will be increasingly vital for anyone engaged in serious cultural analysis. The landscape is not becoming simpler. If anything, the signals are growing more fragmented, the trends more entangled, and the noise more difficult to filter. In this context, Bayesian reasoning offers a crucial advantage. It allows us to navigate complexity without denying its presence. It's a tool for achieving clarity without overconfidence, a way to make sense of uncertainty without collapsing it into oversimplified narratives. For those working in foresight, strategic planning, media analysis, or any field that depends on understanding cultural dynamics, the message is simple: embrace ambiguity, update your models as new evidence emerges, and remain open to surprise. Often, the most important insights come not from confirming what we already believe, but from recognizing what we didn't expect. That concludes today's episode of Analyzing Trends. We'll be back soon with more on how to make sense of a rapidly shifting cultural landscape. Until next time, remember, it's not about certainty, it's about learning in motion.